Hello, and welcome back to the Reform of the Day. Today's episode is sponsored by the Lightbulb. Here's a quick ad telling us what it's all about.
Have you ever not been able to see?
Is your life full of darkness?
Have you ever fell on the way out of the bathroom because your candle blew out?
If you suffer from any of these problems, the Lightbulb is right for you.
The Lightbulb, created by three amazing men, is super bright and full of light.
It's just the flip of a switch and it turns on. No more that lighty match thing.
It is very efficient, and you can see in the darkness so much better.
If you're interested in this product, call
1-800-LIGHTBULB. Get it now!
All right, we're on. Can you hear me? All right, we're good. Today we have a few special guests for today's reform. Can anyone guess what today's reform is? Anyone? No? All right, I'll tell you. Today is an education reform day. Yay! All right, let's bring our first special guest in. It's the guy, the one and only, the man, no pun intended, Horos Man! Yeah, boys, let's give us a VH clap!
Hey guys, happy to be here. Somehow I only lived like 200 years ago, but let's not worry about that.
Before we begin, tell us who you are, so some of the people know what's going on.
Yeah, so like I'm the guy who is the state supervisor of education in Massachusetts. I convinced the state of Massachusetts to improve public schools and have taxes pay for the schools so it's free. Also, the teachers changed to having to go to college, and before giving people an education, they need one themselves first.
Okay, so now tell me about who you helped in this movement.
So, I helped out mostly the poor families and gave their children a chance to get an education. But the more fortunate families with more money could already pay for their education in the first place. Also, there are some stuff about the slaves and women, but we can talk about that in a different question.
No. We can get a little bit off topic. Let's talk about it now.
Okay, so to be brutally honest, I didn't really help the slaves at all. Oopsies. To start off, education was always bad for the slaves, and they didn't really learn that much because their owners would think that they would get too smart and overthrow them. So I guess that was one failure in everything I did.
All right, cool. So this is awkward, but I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. My next special guest is coming in now. We have to get everything out that you needed. Oh, he's leaving. That's the wrong door. Not that one either. Oh, this is awkward. Okay, he's finally gone, thank God. Good riddance. All right, let's bring back the wealthiest dad in the mall, Frank.
Good evening, ma'am. I'm here for a special interview with someone named...
Oh, yeah, that's me. Lol. So, tell me about yourself.
So, I was called here because of my social status. I'm quite rich and can pay for my own child's education. We didn't need this new education reform, but I guess it's fine.
Okay, so where do you live? How have you gained so much wealth?
I live in Massachusetts, and I've gained most of my wealth through my family. My dad was a very good businessman and provided many ideas to the government.
All right, so what do you think the social problem was?
I think they were trying to fix all the problems with the early American schools in Massachusetts. All of them were set up for religious reasons. Also, they had poor conditions within the school itself at first, and people like me and my kids got a better education because we can pay for it.
All right, so that's got to be tough for the poor people. Last question, when did this all happen?
This happened in the early 1800s, like around 1820 to 1860.
Okay, thank you. Now our next guest is coming on, so you can leave. Thanks. All right, he's gone. The next person is coming on is very poor, can barely pay for the kids' education. Teresa!
Hi, happy to be here.
So why did you want the education process changed?
I couldn't pay for my own child's education. They couldn't learn how to read and write. I'm sorry, I'm trying not to get emotional. All the rich people can get an education because they grew up with money, so their kids did too. I didn't get an education either, so I learned from what my parents knew.
I'm so sorry you went through all that hard time. How's life been after the education changed?
Life has become easier, and Timothy, my son, is excited about learning, and he can finally read and write. He's dreamt about this for so long.
Last question, how do you think they wanted to make the education better, or implement the laws?
I personally think that no matter how much money you have, you should still be able to get an education. And the rich people shouldn't be favored anymore. Education shouldn't cost anything, and taxes should pay for the schools.
Very good. Thank you for coming on, Teresa, and thank you for the knowledge. See you next time. So let's get even deeper and even more sad. Our next guest's kind never gets a chance at getting an education. Brock, you can come on in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. First off, I want to ask you about how hard your life was.
It got pretty hard at times, especially when we couldn't get an education. I'm going to go a little deeper into that. Okay, so if you lived in the South, they prohibited teaching my kind. But if you lived in the North and you were free, and you were a free black child, you still weren't allowed in the same school as white children. This education reform did very little for us. And when people tried helping us by giving little black girls a school in Connecticut, other whites burned it to the ground. So we had to act up. Some free African Americans opened up a school for us. In the 1850s, people started a lot of Southern schools, including Harvard.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you had to go through all that. Thank you for opening up on my podcast. It really helps a lot.
Yeah, no problem. Just trying to spread my story.
Okay, bye now. I just wanted to wrap this up and we're done. I have learned a lot from this podcast, more than I have ever done before. This has been a great time on the Reform Day. Have a fantastic day. Don't let the pillow hit you on the way out. Adios, au revoir, bon voyage, see you, aloha, arrivederci, sayonara.
Bye.